So, good morning. It is December 8th, the hour one of Live with Linda Tuesdays, and I want to begin by reading you something that I just find is so important. First of all, I have been listening to. I haven't been able to get to all of the sessions with Brooke Medicine Eagle. Raise your hand if any of you have been on those sessions. Teresa, Brooke Medicine Eagle, it's the month-long returning returning to Earth. And it is an amazing, amazing collection of friends of hers from that she has gathered together to bring to us these about 40-minute talks each day. And I am just blown away. I mean, Jean Houston was yesterday.
Wow.
And if you don't know who she is, she's one of the original founders of the Human Potential work. And she's my age and continues to reach out around the world doing just fabulous work. And the day before, this 70-year-old Michael Stone just talking about dealing with trauma. His parents were both at Pearl Harbor. When he was 2 years old, 2.5 years old, his mother committed suicide. His wife later was murdered. He's gone through a lot of trauma in his life, and he just talks about dealing with this in such really profound and beautiful ways. It's a heart opener. It sounds terrible when you hear that, but that's not where he comes from. I've been today, she has a person on who is an herbalist, 8 books, but just a really, really all of them having gifts to take away. And yesterday, one of the things that I'm dealing with was a blood pressure. I've always had normal blood pressure, and now it's not normal. So Dr. has me taking my blood pressure every day, and it's running in orange, the middle of the orange range, which is not, I guess it's not good. And yesterday, one second, I have to call. Yesterday, on our weekly calls with my German T-Touch practitioners, Anka told me that she had lowered her blood pressure significantly by simply doing the heart hug. So yesterday I decided that my blood pressure has been running around 156 over 83. The reason I'm telling you this is, actually I have to explain, the reason I'm telling you this, I have so many friends who are not feeling good, who are, you know, don't have the energy, they don't have the enthusiasm, and we're all dealing with the effects of this worldwide COVID and the fear that's around it, and big fear. And it's certainly having an effect on many of us. I was told, well, it's just your age. And that is not acceptable to me, because that's certainly not true in my family nor for myself. And so that's why I started having all these tests. And I think since I saw you last, I had an examination for a pelvic floor exam. And I have a prolapsed bladder. Interesting. I've been dealing with this issue for 15 years. And never had an explanation of like what's creating this bladder infection. So that was helpful and interesting. And I'm doing massive doses of D-mannose instead of 2 a day, which has kept me for years. Raise your hands. How many of you have had bladder infections and used D-mannose. Teresa, interesting. Nobody else has.
No, I had D-mannose. I can't remember now the name, but I really quit with the infections. It's over.
Yeah. What it does is make the whole inside of us slippery, so that the infection can't stay, the bacteria, and I have E. coli. So that's really interesting. But what I'm doing now at the advice, my deal, is massive doses. Not just the two that kept it at bay, but for 2 weeks I'm on 7 teaspoons a day, and then, you know, and it's pretty interesting. So I just wanted to tell you this. So the thing is, why I'm talking about this is, first of all, I sometimes felt it was unfair that here I am at 83, I've had so much energy and always been, you know, really on. And that has not been the case. So when I found out that I had, you know, a thyroid that is not functioning and very high level of Epstein-Barr, we all have that virus to some degree, but it's just because of my immune system, like it's up there. And bacteria, a lot of unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract, and a lot of lead and barium. And so besides this infection. So what interesting is that I was doing really well for 2 weeks on all these natural things I've been taking. And then I was asked to take it's a natural thyroid, whatever you call it, activator. But it's made by pharma because the only company in the United States that made a natural one a few months ago. So I took one pill, and listen, you all, I was crazy. I mean, I was crying over nothing. I was really like irritable. And those of you who know me know that's not who I am. So I told my doctor, I trust it. It's made by a pharmaceutical company. They say it's natural. Yeah, what else is in it, right? And which she agreed. So she said, take half. And it only took me 7 hours that morning, feeling, get sort of normal. So I'm not doing that. And now my daughter-in-law is also a doctor of oriental medicine, but she's in Canada, and she's also has the same issue I have. She's been getting taking the blood and filling it with light. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is maybe to give some of you an idea, if you're really down on energy and not feeling, is to get some checks on your thyroid, because some of you may have been normal up to now. Something's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happening to all of us because of the world situation and some of personal situations. So I quit the news, and that's really been hard, I have to tell you. I have my TV covered, and I just don't go there. Sometimes I listen to a YN station because they're always upbeat and they don't do news. They just do local, wonderful support of people. So yesterday, the reason I started to tell you yesterday, so my blood pressure was 156 over 83. Not a good thing. And then I decided to listen to yesterday, Gene Houston with Brook Medicine Eagle. I listened for 15 minutes, took my blood pressure again, and it was 119 over 65. Then I slept for about an hour and a half really hard. And then in the afternoon, and I took it again, it was 152 over 89. And so I decided that I would do the heart hug, which was Anka found that she could lower it. And I took it down to 130 over 82. So I'm saying, isn't this interesting how we can affect our blood pressure just from listening to an inspiring tape or from doing the heart hug. And I only did it for maybe a minute. And so I'm going to do this again today. And Pam, with what you're dealing with, it'll be really interesting for you to check that and see what happens. So do any of you have any comments or any questions about that before I go on with my reading that I want to do today?
Just a question or statement, Linda. One of the things is you've also done the heart hug with the heart math sensors, and it always shows that the heart goes into coherence with the heart hug as well. And I kind of think of that as, you know, if your heart's in coherence, that your blood pressure would be dropping. I don't know if that's a natural assumption, but that's kind of what I've always assumed, or I shouldn't say dropping, that it becomes more balanced.
Well, it would be interesting to try it because it certainly made a difference to Anka. And the question is how long, you know, going around, you know, what I get from this, I have to take more time to breathe and sit and relax, which I'm getting better at, but not there yet. Great. So thank you. So I wanted to read you something. I love to start with something inspiring. And this is a different chapter from the Ho'oponopono book, this little book by Ulrich Dupre. And this is the power of forgiveness. Destructive thoughts about past events improve neither the world nor our life in it. Quite the opposite. The smoldering fires of old disappointments, of annoyance and rage, or a toxic mental cocktail composed of jealousy and resentment only make the heart heavier and gloomier. We tend to turn away from people who have the smell of sarcasm about them. Once upon a time, I don't want to tell this story. It's not so important. It's a little story about two monks crossing a river. There's a woman sitting by the river, and she asks for help. And one of the monks says, of course, and carries her across. And the other monk on the other side says, he snapped, "Oh, you fool, how could you have any contact with a woman? We are monks and live withdrawn from the world." To which the other monk replied, "It's true, I have carried the woman across the river, but from what I hear, it seems to me that you are still carrying her." Forgiveness releases us. It frees us from the burden that either we cannot carry or do not want to carry. Who would want to live their life with a big backpack on their shoulders, full of problems, old conflicts and fears? Forgiveness heals and makes life easier. Above all, forgiveness is a gift that we give to ourselves. In Hawaii, after the forgiving, the matter is settled and no one busies themselves with it any longer. Forgiveness is not a one-time thing. Forgiveness is a lifestyle, Dr. Martin Luther King. And what I was thinking about this in a discussion we recently had, I can't remember what group I was with, and we were talking about forgiveness and forgiving, like, one of the things for me is not having animosity or to the unfriendly bacteria who are now ensconced in my GI tract, but rather forgiving them and taking steps in a friendly way with diet. And I'm studying the book of Anthony Williams to see what I can do with natural diet with all these things, besides the natural herbs that I'm taking. And one of the comments was, "Oh, right, blah, well," and we were talking about doing the heart hug. This is what we were talking about, doing the heart hug. And some people couldn't do it. And this is one of the things I wanted to bring up to you. We had two people, and these are both practitioners, long-standing practitioners, who came forth and said, one said that she, when she did the heart hug, she did not feel good at all and couldn't do it. And then when we talked about doing, going down and going under the navel and doing a nice, like, the belly hug down there, could she do that? And she could, which is interesting. So then Teresa here asked, so have you had any issues in your life around your heart? And indeed, she had. It was like major heart surgery as a child. And some of you have already been present when we, in the last course, we worked, I worked with a woman who'd had this light of the scar that was a major scar, 20 years old, a major scar from a hysterectomy, and never felt comfortable. And it took a couple of weeks for her honoring how her body felt about her touching it, whether or what, before she could actually make peace and forgive the doctor, forgive herself, and be able to actually touch lightly the area of the scar. And these are, this is part of the forgiveness. And one of the comments in was, oh, well, if I do a belly hug, I have to deal with that, what I am down there, this big belly. And I was looking, you should see me. I mean, I really should. You don't see it as well with clothes on, but I have this tummy that looks like I'm still like 8 months pregnant. And I look at me and I think, hey, I'm kind of cute. It looks like a little Buddha. Now, I could think, oh my God, look at this thing. But I know that there's still stuff going on in there from my fall, because it just like blew up immediately from that. And I still haven't dealt with it all, but it's me. And I want all of us to like, just give thanks to this vehicle that carries us around. Just let's take a moment. And, wow, no matter what's going on with me, what's going on with me? This is just like an amazing collection of the wonder of the universe. Holy mackerel, it's like this divine source that runs us. And when we look at that, we can see our bodies in new ways. These little lumps and things that we get as we age, you can do something about it. And you know, it's really useful if it turns you on. But I think to start with, if we forgive it and bless who we are and bless this vehicle, whatever we want to do with the body, it's going to make it different. And I just want to remind us of that. And I had, let's see, I wanted to know if any of you have had challenges, like with the body blessing. We have another person in one of the calls that I had who's been doing this work for 15 years at least. She cannot the body because she can't touch herself. And those of us who've worked a long time with, you know, that this can be from what happened to her as a child, memories that she no longer has. And so the question is, how can she come to a reverence for this vehicle? This is what we worked on. And if we do the body blessing and you can't say thank you to all the parts because you don't feel good in this body for maybe reasons you don't remember. He's seeing it and doing touches off the body with the back of the fingers, not the front, the back, because it's too much match. And this way we can start to think about, wait a minute, what's the science behind this? You know, think about Bruce Lipton's concept of the communication between the cells and and Joan King's talk about, you know, this all the function that the cells do, and come from a place when you do the T-touch, come from a place of the connector, that 1 1/4 circle is the connector to that cellular genius wisdom. That is the source energy within us. And that's what I want us to be able to find, go to, talk about. And when it's difficult, it really helped. The two people that we had in this discussion yesterday, it really helped to hear that other people had trouble with the heart tug. I mean, I can say this clearly. My sister can't do a heart hug. She said, I can do a belly hug. That's not a problem. And of course, that affects the whole vagus system, the heart, all, everything. So it's useful. But it's interesting. If we can't touch our heart, find passion. And I mean passion. Find, what's the word I'm looking for? Like reverence for what runs its body. And connect with that and see it beyond our ego self. So I would, Marianne, yes.
Just as you said that about the heart, there's a concept in Chinese medicine called the heart assemblage point. And what happens is when we have shock or things happen in our life, our heart like breaks off. It's like the energy spreads out. And there's techniques to kind of bring it back into where it should be centered. And I'm wondering, when you say that, what hit me was, I'm wondering if there's that heart assemblage point that needs to be brought together. And so when you go around, when you're pulling it in from an energy standpoint, you're actually pulling things in, and there's a way to do it. But I'm wondering that naturally, if you go start doing T-touch in those spots, that you would gradually pull it into the heart, if that was the intention.
Well, I don't know, Marianne, another, how I would see that, which is, first of all, one of my friends who can't touch their heart told me many years ago that her heart was broken when she couldn't marry a man because his family wouldn't accept her. When you say your heart is broken,
yes,
that has a huge effect. And so you first have to recognize that our words, our beliefs, our thoughts, those that we don't even think about how we say or speak unkindly to our body, as Roland McCready, the researcher from HeartMath Institute, wrote about so many years, it affected me when I read it. I got it. And you first have to recognize that that is an issue, that those thoughts we had, those words we had, had an effect on our body. So then if you, it's my belief, and this is why I would really love to hear, to think about it. When we have an issue with our body, recognize it. And the beautiful thing that I love about this work is you don't have to know what caused what the issue was. But it is helpful, for instance, if you have had major surgeries as a child, like one of our practitioners, another one in Germany, who can't stand to have a body wrap on her body, because she went through, like, under 3 years old, like, I think 4 major surgeries. And that, we need to know about that and start forgiving ourselves, whoever, you know, set that up for us. And that's why forgiveness and awareness, that's where awareness is so important. And then approaching this vehicle as, wow, how can I support you? How can I come to a place of cherishing this? And that's not in our culture as women particularly. And I think it's a really pretty simple concept. And what we have found is that through the touches, and I think particularly that 1 1/4 spiral and the pause and 1/4 back, that we can release those old traumas from our body without ever having to know it. That's what we've discovered with this work. And that's why, just this, wow, this, let's see. I can make a difference with my own body by simply connecting to that cellular wisdom, that creative possibility. And it's so beautiful, Marianne, all these, like, I years ago, I did a process, I can't remember what it was called, but I had put barbed wire around my heart. I had a very interesting experience with my first husband, and I want to write about it sometime, because I really want to share the degree of gratitude and total forgiveness I have for him and what he did. But that's taken the Course in Miracles and a lot of contemplation and personal work. And that's just what I did, Marianne, was looking at the heart in this process, taking carefully, pulling out the strands that still connected me to that, to my ex, and that barbed wire protection around my heart. But I think today, I think with the T-Touch, I could probably do the same thing when I can remember what runs this, what makes this tick. Oh, source, the energies of the universe, that concept of the Hindu legend that this power that we have to heal is within us. That's the divine source. And when we get that, or as I mentioned before, you know, for those who can't believe in the Hindu legend, this St. James version, this concept that God is within and around, all around, all of nature. And that's why I really recommend that you look at Brook Medicine Eagles. You can still sign up and get all of them for like $47. But even if you only get the free ones for now and even listen to a few of them, it gives us inspiration and tips about being on this earth fully human. That's what it's about.
And then so I listen to you, Linda.
Sorry?
Because you were also on the interview, so it's also important that they can see you with Brooke Medicine Eagle.
It was fun because I've known her for a long time, and I shared some things in there that normally don't come out, you know, and it's great. Any thoughts about this? Any feelings that you'd like to tell, you know, have us... share any thoughts you have from what I said? Let's see, it's Yona. Yes, I can't see what your name isn't there, but I'm, yes, of course. Can you unmute yourself?
Oh, yes. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Is it on? Hey, I love everything you're saying. I'm like kind of a wet mop lately, just doing a lot of meditating and crying. The last few days, and I thought it's in line with what you're talking about, I just had this flash come through my, in the meditation, and it said, you have the power to change your inner chemistry. And it, that the last couple days in the meditation, I just keep getting this whole sentence. And I wrote it down, but I thought in line of what you're saying, which is so amazingly moving, I thought I'd just add that into the mix. So thank you.
Beautiful. Yes. And I want to just remind you of this. I should be hearing it every day. Hold on. It's on one of my magic cards. I make these. So this is from the book from Joan C. King. And that's when we open ourselves to source energy, and that is recognizing, wow, what makes these communication between the cells? We connect with cellular wisdom, for source energy is the link to the creative energies of the universe, which means you can change all that. We don't have to believe this concept that we're stuck, which Bruce Lipton has already written a lot about, and others too, that we, with the epigenetics, we don't have to be stuck. And we actually, with some of the other beautiful work available, we can go back and we can heal all our relations. We can go back generations. And also what I want to remind you all, when we remember our connection to all beings through this cellular oneness, as we find ways to forgive and heal ourselves, put it out to the world, to all those who don't yet have the support that we have here. And Yona, I wonder if it's worth checking your thyroid, because of all the pressure that we have and all the stuff that's going on. My thyroid was great before, and it's not great now. So I need to take care of it. And that emotional swinging, holy mackerel, that was just really getting me. So thank you for sharing that. And when you feel like that with your meditations, are you using the heart hug?
Yes, I do, quite often. Yeah.
And the gratitude. And the fact is, I want to say again, like, this is great for the detach, but there's some medical stuff going on within us. If we can find out what that is, it's necessary to do that. And I just want to keep bringing that up. Any experiences?
I have one question in the chat.
Yes.
It is from Heidrun. One of the last times we had spoken of the clockwise spiral calm down and counterclockwise stimulates. Is this right? So would it be possible to either raise or lower the blood pressure accordingly?
I don't know, and I will experiment with it. And for years in the US, I had acupuncturists in my classes who, they all had this concept that turning the needles clockwise strengthened, stimulated, and counterclockwise released, is a release. Now, we have a veterinarian in Germany who is a practitioner, a T-Touch practitioner, and she went to China for a month to study a few years ago. And what she said is they pay no attention. Now, it could be completely intuitive. And maybe it's that belief, because if you've read Lynn McTaggart's book, The Intention Experiment, oh my goodness, how realistic are research projects? Because we know how much our intention affects everything. That's really a question that keeps coming up for me. So I think that, you know, for those of you who take your blood pressure, I'm certainly going to play with that and see. Anyone have actual experience with that? So other uses of T-Touch this week, or questions about it? Something that are you remembering, I hope, to do the body blessing? And how many of you, like, who would like to share what that is for you? Annette, is that? Good, unmute yourself.
First, really what I wanna say is thank you to Yona. I got to talk with her after last Tuesday, and the quality, the resonance, Yona, of your voice is absolutely 100% healing. I just hope that you begin to sing and write a new song at home. Your voice has the most vibrancy, and it was so consistent. And what she did was she sent me a link to Pamela Mattson, who is really helping people get connected with their clitoris, their yoni. And the beauty of it was taking one hand around your belly button or anywhere where you felt comfortable, and then the other hand connecting, in between your legs. And she had them doing rocking. Of course, what I love to do is the T-touch. And as I was listening to it, that's what I was doing. And I love the idea of starting, I usually start, I think about what direction am I gonna start, starting at 6. So I was starting a little bit at the bottom of my abdomen and then just deciding going to the same direction. And what I love about the T-touch is I take my breath in, and as I go around my circle and a quarter is when I'm blowing through my straw. And this peacefulness, the slower I go, the more I'm connecting with the endless nature from within myself and everything that I'm connected to. Could just be in my room, could just be inside myself. You start to understand all the layers of how we've emerged since we were babies, and realizing I am here now at the end of 2020 to forgive everything. And sure, I want to react. So what happened this week, the most beautiful trees, I rent a space for the last 4 years where I'm living now. They took down this most amazing, huge pine tree. I had put a big ribbon around it with all kinds of things of love, history, oxygen, groundedness, the beauty of history of trees. And I was told they weren't going to cut it down right away. Well, they did. And I was inside listening to all my kind of like rock, let's take care of the earth. And I was howling like a wolf. I opened up my windows. I felt so angry about this tree coming down. Why can't we find a way to save it? Well, sure enough, I thought, girl, what are you doing inside yourself, actually howling and getting so upset? I thought, girl, you should go out there and be with the tree as it's coming down. And when I got out there, every time I see trees coming down, I run and hide. I stood there and watched these two men. The man was 33 years old. I took like 5 videos. I never take videos. I took 5 videos of this young man, 33 years old, up at the top of the tree. They had already cut down all the big long limbs. And then he's at the top with the most, I couldn't even understand. I could never pick it up. This huge chainsaw, electric. And he had to take his feet, his boots, and clamp them in to the side and then use the chainsaw. And they were so flat in sections. And I was in awe. I had never witnessed a tree come down. And just staying so in my heart, almost holding it to make sure he's going to be safe. He had a family, 3 children. And of course, then I just wanted to honor each little log. And what ended up happening for me, it was the most transformational day in my life. And I believe it's because of the heart hug, how much I've been able to practice and be inside myself to make changes to be more adaptable. I don't remember being able to be so angry and then to adapt so quickly. It was absolutely, I mean, I'm still like, wow, something, here I am, 65 years old, born on September 8th. Here we are, you know, in December 2020. And to have me all of a sudden see the world in a whole new way. I started dancing to the sound of the chainsaw. Once they got down to the ground and they were chopping things up, I started moving to the, I was like, instead of getting angry, like I normally would have all throughout my life about, why would you cut down that tree? And then all of a sudden to honor these two men, that their capacity, and all I wanted to do is hold on to here and really move. But of course, backtracking about connecting with my yoni and doing the heart hug with my digestion or my abdomen. As I had mentioned, of course, and what Yona had really heard me say about my sex abuse, to right now feel like I want to forgive everyone who's never heard me, never allowed me to tell my story when I was growing up. So I just want to thank everyone here in this circle for allowing me to talk. So thank you.
Anna, thank you so much.
I really
it's really beautiful to come to that place. Thank you so much for bringing it up, Yona. I didn't finish saying it. I don't remember if I said that in the examination I had last week, I do have a prolapsed bladder. And fortunately, and my one side of my clitoris is atrophied, gone, completely gone. And I didn't know this. For 15 years, I've had issues and could not have intercourse because it was way too painful. I never understood why. And I mean, I've been to some good people and nobody talked about pelvic floor thing or, you know, that's what I felt, that when I was having this, I just had to hold myself. And that is a really good idea when you understand it, like being able to do T-touch. And, you know,
yeah.
Forgive is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And of course, the other thing I've been doing a lot, which I love, is I can't remember what you called it, but to put it in my back around my kidneys in this whole back area. I love to do that also. I so appreciate how, you know, because at first, when I first started, I was doing it from, you know, at the top, noon, 12, but to start at 6. Has really changed my capacity to understand when I start at 6, if I'm going to start to go up to one direction, I know I'm going up to 9 and coming back down to 9. And of course, that means I'm going to my right side. And if I decide, I mean, obviously you can change it if you decide you want to, but then this idea that when I know I'm here and I'm really going to go around and go back out, you know, it's like, did I start up here to the left? Yeah, I'm going to go up to 3. So it's been so helpful because when I go to different parts of my body, I can start to think where I'm going to start here. You know, and on one side, maybe I'm always going to start going to 3. Maybe this I'm going to 9, or maybe sometimes I go the same directions. But that has helped so much to think of starting at 6. So thanks again for always reminding us. I appreciate that.
Thank you. And Liz, I still hold what you said about when you were not a good place, agitated, and the heart hug wasn't working, and you took imagine the clock. And when you put the clock there with the numbers, that shifted. And I've quoted you so many times since then, saying why is it important to take that clock, because it has numbers on it, and the numbers catch us, and also it's just part of a method. Do this, that activates our left brain. So we can get out of that emotional place and stay, like you're doing, stay connected, and then realize that as we move the tissue, just gently move the tissue, that we, and imagine the clock, and the imagining activates the right brain. And of course, what does that do? And we have to, I think, say it over and over, because it's interesting to think, this right brain activity, I am feeling. What? I mean, so many tend to go through life, we don't feel, we're just like on a roll. And the creativity that it brings, as you're imagining, you're creating this, you're creating creativity. And the compassion, caring for yourself, that's a big deal, isn't it? That we dare to care for ourselves. Are we worthy? I mean, that's, you know, the thing out in the universe. And then this intuition, connecting with that divine consciousness. And that's what this simple tea touch does. And I think it's when we have to keep reminding ourselves, how can something so simple so be so profound? Liz.
Hi, everybody. Going on from that, I'm always fiddling and inquiring. It's good to be playful, isn't it? And have your mind, you know, just be open. And I've got a problem with my shoulder, and it really impacts here. So I'm always tea-touching around here. And then the other night, I thought, well, why don't I ever do this bit? Because obviously the neck is the whole bit, isn't it? You know, why work this? Because we all know how the muscles all interrelate and so on. And you popped into my head about the thyroid, and I was tea-touching all around my throat, and it was so tight, and my thyroid wouldn't, you know, my voice box wouldn't really move much. So I had a conversation with it, like you do, or I do, and I did the tea touch round, and all of a sudden everything just lengthened. And the next day I was doing my baby massage, and because it's on Zoom, we often don't sing, and it was a new class, and the mums and were doing the massage, so we sang that. Do you know the song Tommy Thumb? We sang that. And all week I've been singing like a canary, and it's been bizarre. It's so when you're saying, I don't know, Yona, with your singing, or if I'm not a singer, but you know, it's all about expression, isn't it? And also our thyroid. Well, you know more than I do, most of you, what's going on in here. But it was does anybody do tea touch around this area? I mean, I know you're the person, Linda. Do you ever do that area?
No, I never thought about it, because it's, you know, my thyroid has just been working all these years. Never even thought. Thank you very much, Liz.
Just what a concept. One side was stiff, the other side wasn't, and you could kind of have a game. You know, you'd tea touch here, and you'd feel something loosen here, and then I'd go to the other side. So I imagined it like a spiral, and then I'd imagine it like diagonals, because and then underneath, and you'd feel it loosen, and then it's really mobile, and then of course everything became mobile, and then of course we know how with the vagus nerve everything connects, everything is more open. So yeah. Report back, everybody, because this is my new go-to area, so see what you guys think.
Well, and let's just do it a minute and see which part of your hand you use. Like, this is where I came up with, for this whole area, this concept of the using from the back of the fingers, from the tip to the second joint, in what we call the baby orangutan. And because you see, I can be much softer if I use my fingers, like not a good feeling.
I even did heart hugs on it.
Oh, good idea.
Or thyroid hugs, I suppose. Okay.
Now, that, and what would be useful is a little circle and a quarter, and then a little slight lift up. We call that the coiled python. And as I think, Anna, you said, like, or somebody maybe said, it's really the slow work. And I just slowed down and I could feel one part right here that was, I can feel it a little tighter than the other.
And you feel your tongue, doesn't it? It's so interesting.
Yes. And engage your smile for the activation of the serotonin and the dopamine. And I'm just like circling a quarter and then a little lift up here. And if I turn my head slightly as I do it, it's interesting. Mm. And the pause is so profound, because perhaps you remember me talking about this. You know, I think I should have Sally Morgan come on. Maybe I'll get her on next week. And Sally is a T-Touch practitioner. She's been doing this for 30 years. And she's also a cranial sacral therapist and was asked by the Upledger Foundation to develop the cranial sacral work for animals. And so since the 80s, she's been bringing to us the power, the effectiveness of that pause and how it brings us to the place of the still point that is part of the cranial sacral work, where our body is in the ideal function. And you get that beautiful pulsing. And it doesn't have to be on the back. It can affect it everywhere.
Linda?
Yes.
May I add something? You know that I have a slip disc on the fifth cervical. And
no, I
was wearing this for moments just to keep in a good position. And while Liz told about what she did in front of the part, so I did it with orang.
Yeah.
And with one the part, and with the other hand, I made a lift very slowly. And I did about 4 or 5 times. And wow, I never thought either to do something here to help behind. It is a real great discovery. Thank you.
Beautiful. And that's why it's just so helpful to share, because Teresa has, she's a T-Touch practitioner, certified with a 3-year training and many years besides, I mean, for humans, not, plus horses and dogs. And isn't this exciting, Teresa, to constantly discover ways that we don't necessarily think of to do until we start sharing it in this way?
This is really amazing, amazing.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So I'm going to take our 10-minute break now, and let's come back at, let's see, it's 9:56. So if we come back at, is that okay, 10 past? Give a little stretch. Chris, hi, you joined us.